Dog and D.I.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Still doing this, Andre? Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. So, we'll talk Wednesday, probably, about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'll be chasing this microphone around the studio, much like I be chasing the wife around the house later tonight, you know, and in light of Valentine's. So, anyways, I think the microphone, I think it stopped moving. You know, it's my inaugural broadcast right here. I didn't know the microphone's quite so springy.
It didn't seem to be that way last time I used it.
Somehow I am a repellent to my wife and microphones.
Don was in here a couple times, so.
I blame Don.
You can blame Don.
It's got to be Don's fault. You know, something interesting. I think we all, many of us, I'm not going to say everyone watched the Super Bowl, because I saw many people out there grandly declaring, I never watched the big game. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I always claim I'm not going to watch the big game, but I always watch parts. If nothing else, for the ads. Do you have any ads you really liked?
There's one ad that I actually sat around and watched, and it was the one I really liked was the Cutwater ad. It's for those already prepared spirits, the fully made drinks. First of all, they're delicious.
I must have been bathrooming during that ad.
They're absolutely amazing. You open up as a can, and it's got a double margarita in it. Mm. You open up a can, and it's got, you know, a rum and coke in it. I've seen a lot of these cocktails, and these are really, really good. The Cutwater ones, but
the ad somehow enticed you.
The ad was really funny, and I think it was one of those like I want my stuff now. So, for example, like people were outside having drinks and someone poured a Cutwater in and she needed some ice. And she saw some ice like, you know, 3 feet away where she could get up and get the ice, right? But instead, she went and grabbed an icicle above her and just shoved it in her drink because she didn't want to go that far. So if you don't want to make the drink, you just cut the corners and go right to it. They had a guy flamethrowing his driveway with snow so that it was faster. That's awesome too. I like to do that at least once.
You know, I like the Larry David one.
Oh, Larry David's great.
It ultimately was for crypto, but you know, Larry David being skeptical of many of the great innovations in history. You know, I'm not the light bulb, Mr. Edison. I don't see it. Or the toilet. I like the part where he said, you know, we go outdoors like humans. And of course, signing the Constitution, not a great idea, at least not according to Larry David. So anyways, I like that one. I like the game. All things considered, the game was pretty good. You know, I was sort of rooting for the Bengals.
Yes.
I would have liked to have seen either an overtime, you know, a field goal late or a touchdown late, some historic thing. You'd say, oh, I'll never forget that game.
Yeah, there was no animosity towards either of the teams at all. Like nobody had let's go get the Patriots or at least root against the Patriots or something. And there was a bunch of feel good stories, but it just didn't seem like the same thing. It felt like, you know, one of those in between Super Bowls where the Patriots are going to win next year. You know, one of those.
Shut up, man. here's something I didn't expect. At the end of the big broadcast, Al Michaels, I love that guy. You know, do you believe in miracles? Let's not forget, he did the Olympic call in 1980, the Lake Placid Olympic call. One of my greatest memories of my young life. And that wasn't even a gold medal game, but that's not the point at the moment, is it? The point is, what is the point? The point is, Michelle Tafoya, the sideline reporter, Michelle Tafoya, and I had gotten to meet her some period of years ago covering Minnesota Vikings games. And I worked for ABC, and I was this young Cub sideline photographer. And I'd get to see Michelle Tafoya. I'd see Pam Oliver on the sidelines. And this was like in the early 1990s. I mean, I worked for ABC in like 94, like my junior and senior year in college. And I'd get this great experience. I'd either cover the Packers or the Vikings. I went to school in La Crosse, which was on the river, left side of Wisconsin. And depending on who was home, I'd go cover one of those two games. And I remember admiring Michelle Tafoya greatly. Because I kind of hate, as sports has evolved and they've tried to incorporate more female sideline reporters, some of them strike me as just being a pretty face. And they don't have a great depth of sports knowledge. And that was never the impression I had from Michelle Tafoya. I always admired her. I always thought, damn, she's on. You know, these sideline reports advance the conversation. And then I hear Al Michaels, and I heard her contract was up, or she might be leaving. And at the end of the broadcast, Al Michaels acknowledged her retirement from sports broadcasting. And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't know she was done, but apparently she's done. And what I did not know is she was retiring from sports broadcasting to go be a right-wing loon ball. I mean, effectively, what? She's jumping into GOP politics at the highest levels. She will be speaking in the near future at the Conservative PAC, CPAC. She is a scheduled speaker, and my understanding also, she will be representing, let me see if I can get this. After working the sidelines as Sunday night Super Bowl, Tafoya told The Athletic that she had wrapped up her career as a full-time sports reporter and that she would immediately co-chair Republican businessman Kendall Quall's campaign to become Minnesota governor.
What? Okay.
And that Tafoya isn't going to stop there either. She's also slated to appear at this month's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Florida, and she will also make the rounds as a pundit. Already this week, Tafoya is scheduled to appear on Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly's podcast and the Fox News late night show hosted by Greg Gutfeld. I never knew she was a total Trumpster sort.
Well,
does it pay better than sideline reporting? What motivates one?
I would assume that it should pay at least similar or better. And maybe she's going to try and bring a little bit of hard-hitting reporting, huh?
She says it's absolutely her own decision. Best part about the Super Bowl? Halftime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg reminded me of college. And my days living with Dominic. Dominic's coming back in the 5 o'clock hour. We're coming back after this short break. Phone lines open. Dial us up.
If that were football standards, NFL standards, he ran for about 2,000 yards in one game.